I'd like Lemlem to go next, and then we'll just ask questions in the remaining time of both of you. I'd like you both to go, and then we'll ask whatever questions we have of each either.
Questions at Moody's. Yes, questions at Moody's. Okay. It's his idea, not mine.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for those of you who stayed for staying to listen to our reports. My brain is a bit fried from the long meetings we've been having since Thursday, so I'm going to be reading a lot. And I'm going to just focus on the non-fun things. None of what I'm going to say is going to be uplifting. It's just budget talk. our budget in 2008.
Excuse me, Lonnie
shows,
will be uplifted by talks like that. Talks like that.
Lonnie? Dwayne, block me from Lonnie, please. Our budget in 2008 shows a $153,374,000 surplus. $81,600 of that is prior year surplus. This is because KPFA's annual low water mark in terms of its bank balances is not the start of the fiscal year, but about 2 weeks into it, just before the fall fund drive starts. And Lonnie asks KPFA to budget a net surplus of at least a half month's operating expense to demonstrate that it can cover any cash flow. But he allows KPFA to show that some of the money coming from the savings it has accumulated over the years, which is roughly about $1 million. This budgeting gimmick has led to some confusion in the past, but I want to assure you that one, the budget does not show KPFA spending down its savings, which I think was alluded to earlier, and I don't want you to be confused about that. So the budget does not show KPFA spending down its savings, and the budget does not show a real surplus of $150,000. The real net surplus is about $71,000, which I don't think is a problem because it's still a net surplus. We're balancing the budget. Our June forecast for FY07 shows a $202,000 net surplus for this year. In terms of revenue, we have reduced listener support between 2007 and 2008 by about $160,000. We have reduced total expenses before central services by about $60,000. Wow. Between 2007 and 2008, our total administrative expenditure in 2007 was $627,000. In 2008, we are projecting a $457,957 expenditure total in administration. That's a $140,000 reduction. In 2007, salaries and related was $2,433,000, a little over that. In 2008 proposed budget, $2,309,000, a little over that. That is a reduction of $120,000.
Can you say where that's coming from?
I thought we were going to ask questions about it. I didn't mean that.
We are showing a $15,000 increase in restricted grants, $85,000 in unrestricted grants. This is based on some prospecting we've done this year and last year. Total revenue projections between 06 and 08, about $500,000 reduction. And outside of budget, like the esteemed Mr. Chair alluded to our website. We do have a new logo and new website design designed by Tumis, which is located in East Auckland in the Fruitvale District. It's a group of young people of color designers who have started their own business. They've designed a beautiful logo and a beautiful website for us. I think Sasha spoke a little bit about viral marketing through the website as well as web-exclusive programming, which made the esteemed chair very happy. We took a very courageous stand in collaboration with other broadcasters, including KPFT, against the CRB decision, and participated in the Internet Day of Silence, which got us a lot of publicity locally through print media. We were on TV. We became famous for a couple of days. That was great for us. In terms of ADA, we have allocated over $7,000 in this year's budget to do some of the work that was recommended specifically to improve our entrance and access to the building. Other than that, I will just take questions.
I'd like to recognize my esteemed fellow board member, Berthold Ramos from New York.
Thank you, esteemed chair. As a matter of fact, I'm going to honor the chair's question because the same question comes to me. You know, like, you know, in Haiti, this, you know, like when the United States come in and they say,
"What?" If you're going to ask my question, you need to wait till the end. So I'll just.
No, like in Haiti, when the United Nations or the World Bank comes in and says we're going to have austerity measures and we're going to cut the expenses, that means they're going to fire 50% of the working population, where Haiti is already at an 80% unemployment rate. So, you know, my question is, you know, those numbers sounds great. What are we sacrificing? Quality, people, outreach. You know, and if we're not, how did you manage that?
We actually hopefully won't be sacrificing a lot. What we've done is we took a serious look at our budget. We have a very competent business manager, as well as treasurer, and myself. We worked for weeks looking at every single line item in terms of expenditure and did what's called streamlining. There were some areas where we were spending more than we should. Some of it is in salaries, I have to say. We're going to do that very carefully without doing any with less as little harm as possible to staff. But there are some areas in terms of staffing too where it was necessary for us to cut.